You know him from the Jackass movie franchise. He has a stand-up tour as well. Steve-O's on the phone. Good morning, Steve-O.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, got to ask you, I heard Johnny Knoxville being interviewed recently, and he talked about another Jackass movie. Are you going to be in it at all?
Yeah, for sure. I was the first one to sign up because I had such a terrible experience trying to fight for a better contract last time around.
Yeah? And
yeah.
And did you get what you wanted?
No. No, not even. I mean, what happened was the TV series, the first movie, the second movie, the third movie, every single time it was an exercise in me finding out what I was going to get. And I never even once so much as countered.
Oh.
You know? And then when the fourth movie came around, I said, you know what? I've really been hustling for the last, all this time. I've built up my own audience. I've, you know, like got my own momentum. Like, I should get more. And, I really went to war for it and it didn't go very well.
Oh man.
It's not going well for you. Someone like Steve-O not getting what he wants.
For a Jackass, you think that you get whatever you want.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't get anything. I did do better.
Okay.
But it was overall just not worth it because it was a traumatizing experience.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, Steve-O. So, I mean, if you're signing on for a brand new Jackass movie, nothing at all in the whole world scares you? I mean, even after all the movies you've done, is there anything that scares you?
Well, first off, it's not an all-new movie.
Okay.
There's some stuff that's new, but it's really more of a celebration of the whole franchise. It's kind of a greatest hits movie.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
I got you. All right. Jason?
Yeah, I was just curious. I know over the 2000s, you were actually, friends were concerned about you, people were intervening, possible mental health, drug issues. Where do we stand now?
I just turned 18 years sober.
Hey, that's good for
awesome.
You. Congratulations.
Nice.
How difficult was that and how did you do it?
Well, compared to the way things were going up to 18 years ago, it's, you know, I mean, it's a lot easier to do what I'm doing now. And how did I do it? There's no real mystery about it. Like, millions of people have come before us to show us, you know, the way, the path.
It seems like to me, I can do more stuff during, even though not like you, obviously, I'm talking about just hanging Christmas lights from my roof or something, that I would have to be intoxicated to get over the fear. So how do you do the fear? Was there a difference of, oh my gosh, I got to do this sober?
Not so much. You know, I never did all the crazy stunts and stuff because I was wasted as much as because I'm an attention whore.
All right, we have the Steve-O Crash and Burn Tour. What can people expect from the tour?
I mean, it's wild, man. It's a multimedia show. That's what's happened with me doing live comedy. It gradually became a multimedia thing. At first, I wanted to edit footage of the stories that I was telling into the comedy special in post-production. And then I was like, oh, man, this works so well. I got to film all new crazy stuff and bring the footage on the road. So unlike the next Jackass movie, my Crash and Burn show is 100% new stuff. And it is super high-level, you know, crazy Jackass stunts. It's like a extra naughty Jackass movie meets a stand-up comedy show where the stories I tell, the whole act is illustrated with videos that, you know, pop up throughout the show.
Well, that's awesome. He got me with extra naughty, yeah. He said. It's extra naughty, very naughty.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Jackass movies. So we have to be law-abiding. Mm-hmm. We have to get insurance. You know, like, none of that applies when I'm shooting on my own. Like, I do everything without insurance, like, disregard for laws, you know. Like, I do whatever I should. I show stuff that, you know, that you can't show. Yeah, I got no rules, and it's pretty wild. Like, we've been at it for so long, and I've become a bona fide production company, like, in my own right. You know, the level of production that goes into my multimedia comedy is really off the charts.
Well, good. Talking to Steve-O, you know, famous from Jackass, and then also this comedy tour, Jason.
Yeah, I have a question. Another one is, how good of terms on are you with the other guys that were on the show, including Bam Margera?
You know, I haven't heard from Bam in a long time. I'm confident that he's not mad at me or anything. Like, I don't think there's any bad blood between me and him. He's just doing his own thing. And, you know, I'm rooting for him. And all the other guys, you know, we just got together to shoot all the new stuff for this new movie. And, you know, we're always in touch.
And then the one final question from Jackass. What was your most painful injury or painful stunt?
Third degree burns are the worst. I had third degree burns on like all over me. And I had to get skin graft surgery on 15% of my body. It was cadaver skin that was grafted onto me. I had the flesh of 7 different dead people grafted onto my body.
Oh my gosh.
And that doesn't stop you from going back for more.
Right.
Yeah, that was the skin graft surgery stunt was for one of my stand-up comedy shows.
Oh, something to look forward to then.
Yeah, I mean that was the closer for my first multimedia comedy special.
Well, Steve-O, we know you're busy. Good luck with your Crash and Burn tour, and thanks for taking some time with us.
Hey, man, I can't thank you guys enough. I'd love to see you guys at the show. I promise you, if you like Jackass, you're going to love my Crash and Burn tour. It's amazing, and I'll see y'all there.
Thank you.
All right, Steve-O, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.